Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The fix the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustler, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. It was the Hall of Fame induction day today because, of course, it was. And we'll get into this with Jason a little bit later on. But it's just, you know, and this isn't something I try to pick my spots nowadays, guys. All right? It's like with the cancel culture stuff and, you know, the fake outrage of the day. If you cry and bitch about everything, people will just tune you out. It's like real life. You got to pick your battles. You know, you got to pick a hill you're going to die on, so to speak. And quite frankly, I don't know if anything's ever really worth it, to be honest. But some things, you know, I don't do these things to, like, fill airtime. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of, like, radio hosts and, like, people in the media, like, they'll, all right, I'll talk about this. I'm not really passionate about it. I really don't care about it. But I'm going to talk about it because this will fill 10 minutes or whatnot, right? I don't operate like that. If I don't care about it, I'm not going to talk about it. If I find it interesting, I'll talk about it. Or if something really upsets me enough, that I'll be like, yeah, you know what? This is just stupid. But it really is just freaking stupid. There had to be a better time. There had to be a better time than a Wednesday afternoon, September the 8th, for your Hall of Fame induction. I don't know. What about kids? Are kids even in school now? I don't even know with the pandemic and stuff. I think they are. So how the hell are kids going to go to this thing? Like, what about common fans? Like, wouldn't this have been better? I don't know, like Labor Day weekend. How about you would have done this, like, I don't know, like on Saturday or Sunday? Or better yet, how about you actually, like, think and, like, do, like, the NFL and, I don't know, have, like, a Hall of Fame game and stuff. Have a Hall of Fame game, make, you know, make it a deal. And I get it. It's normally in the middle of the summer. It was a pandemic and whatever. You didn't even do it last year. So, you know, whatever. I'm tired of the pandemic as an excuse for stupidity. I'm like the SEC commissioner. Last year, fine. This year, no. Right? Like, the whole wall is the pandemic, so we're idiots. Nah, you're just an idiot. Had nothing to do with the pandemic. That why would you make it, like, you know, honestly, what's their reasoning? Does anyone have a good reason for this? Am I wrong? Like, who the hell has their Hall of Fame induction in the middle of the week? Especially, like, you know, as like, it's like reality week. It's reality week. It's post-Labor Day. It's post-Labor Day. Like, you know what I'm saying? People are like, hey, you know what, honey? Let's take that vacation post-Labor Day. Well, are the kids back in school? You know what I mean? Come on, man. You know, I love baseball. The sport of baseball is great, as I stated. The actual sport itself, I love it. Big, big fan. But, and a lot of people criticize the marketing of it and stuff, and I get it. It's low-hanging fruit, but they bitch about things they shouldn't, like the All-Star jerseys. This is something that they really should bitch about, but they don't, because they're stupid. Hey, everybody! I am Krusty the Clown, broadcasting live. I'm liking the Professor Gas Can thing, but you know what? Ian Cameron's going to step up and in, so it won't just be Professor Gas Can. And Cousin Sunglasses, let's get busy. And only people who watch The Simpsons know what I'm talking about. When they basically knocked everybody off the airwaves, I think it was Sideshow Bob, he knocked everyone off the airwaves. And so they shut, like, I think he blew up the TV station or whatever. Like, and so Krusty was like, he was like, you know, well, if I could somehow be the only one on the air, think of the ratings. And so Krusty the Clown found like an old remote like tower in a Badlands, except he didn't have anybody. And he was like, so he comes out, he's like, hey, everybody, I'm Krusty the Clown. I'll be broadcasting 8 hours. And he's like, no, wait, not eight. He's like 16 hours a day live from the Springfield Badlands. And he's like, Itchy and Scratchy can't be here. So he looks around. He looks around this shed. And like, it's just gold. He picks up a gas can. He's like, but we got Professor Gas Can. He's like, Professor Gas Can. He picks up a mop. So you know what? It's good enough for Krusty. It's good enough for Krusty. It's good enough for me. So I think we're going to stick it with it. Professor Gas Can. And I had a pair of sunglasses in front of me. So I figured I'd be like, all right, and yeah, Cousin Sunglasses. Say, so, welcome to all of our AM radio affiliates. I'm Renzi. We're slowly losing our mind. We got football fever, baby. Football fever. We're going to get into the games. Woody and Cameron. And I should note, too, we love Babano, but Babano's takes always get me, right? Babano always casually throws something out there that somebody sucks or something. And he's free to his opinion. But I don't want people that are tuning in sometimes to think that, like, it's like, oh, yeah, I think the same thing that he just said. So, Babano is funny about people because Babano's not a crazy guest. But Babano says crazy things.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So, claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I think. So I'm going to stress it and say, yeah, the views and opinions of Ian Cameron are those of his alone. Because sometimes he's a pick and I feel back as I throw it. I'm like, hey, listen, I don't like that pick. I'm not taking that. I just thought it like, I'm not going down with this. We love Babano. Scourge. Oh, God.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues, as does the countdown to kickoff. Oh, it's getting real. The Dallas Cowboys and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will kick off the National Football League regular season. And then it's go time. We got a full slate of football on a Sunday, not to mention a great college football card. And the Canadian Football League, man, it's only a 14-game season this year, the CFL season. Hard to believe, but it's nearly at the halfway mark already. Life comes at you fast. Mr. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, steps up and in on a Wicked Wednesday. Babano, always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
It's good, Gabe. I'm feeling great. This is when football really feels like it's here because you've got everything going now. CFL's been going for a while, but college football's been going for a couple of weeks, and now we got the National Football League joining the fray. Three footballs in one weekend. How could you not be pumped?
Football, football, football. Let's do it. So let's jump right in. Let's just talk games here, Babano. I'm seeing 8.5 right now. You know, we've been discussing whether it's actually going to get any higher. And if it's going to actually hit 9, 9.5, if sports books are going to sort of want to try to get people to back off the teasers, right? Because, you know, when they get to 10, then you're in trouble, right? Because then even a 7-point teaser, you still need to win by 3. You would get the push, et cetera. So it's sitting at 8.5 right now. Totals dropped, though. I'm seeing 51.5, but Babano, less than 24 hours away. Have you locked anything in for this football game yet?
Yeah, I took a Tampa Bay -7, and I didn't get a great number on it. It was 7.5. I didn't even get -7, but I laid the points, and I've got Tampa in teasers. I'm not going to overcomplicate that. I believe the team defending the Super Bowl in that Thursday night home opener is, I believe, 11-4 against the spread since they've been doing it.
14-6.
14-6, yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
whatever, 11-4 last 15 or whatever. But, yeah, 14-6 overall with one push. So yeah. 70%, essentially. Let's call it, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the team wins, Babano. The Super Bowl champion generally covers the point spread. And it's funny because so you said 11-4 the last 15. Yeah, I can believe that. There's going to be a few every now and then. You know, Carolina covered at Denver years ago. I know because I lost a ton of money on the Super Bowl. And they played again. No, but they started the season, Babano, the next year. I was like, why are you making Carolina go to Denver like after they lost the Super Bowl to them? And Denver won again. Denver won, but I think they won by like 1 point or something, Babano. You know what I mean? Like, because I remember thinking, yeah, I got 1,000 back, but it's not quite what I lost on the Super Bowl. But it's hard to trust the Dallas Cowboys at any time, let alone in the first game of the year. Dak hasn't played. I'm with you. I've got Tampa and a bunch of money line parlays already, and I'm going to put Tampa in some more teasers. Who'd you tease Tampa with?
I've got various teasers that I've already locked in. I've teased Tampa Bay with San Francisco. I've teased Tampa Bay with the Rams. I've teased Tampa Bay with Washington, actually up in that game. I've teased Tampa with the Bills, you know, in a couple of teasers. So there's a bunch of teams that I've pegged as good teaser options this week, and Tampa's in a bunch of them.
Yeah, see, that's the question. And don't forget, too, and we always tell people, compare the teaser to the money line, right? So, like, if you like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and a Buffalo Bill teaser, so the Bills are -6.5, the Bucks are -8.5, so you get the Bucks at 1.5 and the Bills at +0.5 a point. All right, look at it and then compare what am I paying for the teaser and what am I going to pay for the money line parlay? And, I, you know, it's an interesting concept, Abano, but I was thinking about it, too. I'm going to tease Tampa, and I already have Tampa right now in two moneyline parlays, and I've been playing plus money stuff with baseball and soccer throughout the week, trying to get a head start. I like doing that. So, but I'm going to tease it with to something to go up. So I just want to get Tampa to win, and then I want to go on a Sunday with points in my back pocket. You know what I mean? And for me, the Miami Dolphins are the pick. So I'm going to tease the Tampa Bay Buccaneers down to 1.5, and then I'll have the Miami Dolphins +10 against the Patriots because – I think if the Dolphins lose that game, Babano, I don't think it'll be a blowout. I think they'll lose by a field goal or something.
Yeah, I think Miami is a good – there's actually two underdogs on Sunday's NFL card that I have in teasers. One is Arizona up to +9 on a six-point teaser, and the other is Cincinnati. Now, that's the one that's a little risky, Cincinnati. Whoa. But I just don't trust – I don't trust Minnesota to win the game by any sort of margin. So Cincinnati +9, even with their issues – that they've got. We still got to see if that O-line's any good. You know, we got to see how that defense goes. I think they could struggle. But I've got every bit the questions, if not more, for Minnesota and what we're going to see from them on the road in that opener against the Bengals. So I felt +9 even with Cincinnati. With Joe Burrow and that competitive mindset of his and the backdoor potential late in the game, I thought that was still a good teaser option, Bengals at +9.
I can't hate it, Babano, in a sense that I really, if we're playing buy or sell, I want no part of the Minnesota Vikings coming into the year. I don't like their defense.
We're on the same page there.
Yeah, they're injury prone on offense. I don't like their quarterback. I like their coaching staff, but the coaching staff can only do so much. And as I stated, so maybe in a week one setting, all right, they're all hungry and they're not hurt yet. Jefferson had a good year, but can he stay healthy? Like I said, I'm not really buying into the Vikings. Tough game, though. Tough game. All right, so as long as we're talking NFL right now, before we'll get into some college as well, a little CFL. So 8.5, 51.5. You got a decent number considering, Babano. I mean, unless you bet this game like 6 weeks ago or whatever. I mean, it started at 6.5, but it's sort of climbed
probably
up.
Probably should have, but just didn't happen.
Well, in today's COVID era, you can't bet these games too far in advance.
Right, yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. What if COVID strikes something at Tampa Bay, for instance, here, and, you know, you're stuck with a bad number.
I like to wait until, like, Thursday or Friday, Babano, because by then you'll sort of know who's tested, right? I think they do the last test kind of on Thursday type thing. Yeah. So I don't know their exact protocol, but I like to sort of wait too. So the Bills are laying 6.5 to the Steelers. This total is interesting. It's 48.5. Cowboys number is 51.5. I actually think it's going to get there. I think we can get there. And I'm not in a hurry betting the overs in week one and stuff, but the Cowboys defense is going to have problems. And I could see Dallas, you know, scoring 21 points, 24 points or something. But Pittsburgh and Buffalo, big time game. Everybody's just penciling in the Buffalo Bills as this, you know, amazing team. And I love the Bills. I'm a diehard Bills fan. But I haven't heard anybody that says, oh, I like the Steelers plus the points this week, which concerns me a little.
Yeah, I've heard there's a couple I know that like the Steelers a little bit, especially if we see this line get to seven. But even at 6.5, I know there's a few liking this Pittsburgh side. I like Buffalo to win the game.
What's the difference, Pavano? I talked about that earlier in the day. So, like really? So what, you would take a game, you wouldn't take it at 6.5, or you would at 7? And
no, the people
that
like Pittsburgh were saying to me, they'd like it more at 7. Now, I don't like Pittsburgh. I'm not betting Pittsburgh.
No, I know, but even that, it's just dumb. Like, if you like something, only because of a half-point margin of error, then it's not a very good bet to begin with.
You got to have some faith that could win the game outright. I always say that about any underdog you bet. You know, you should have some confidence or some level of belief and that they can win the game or challenge to win the game outright. But as far as Pittsburgh-Buffalo goes, Pittsburgh's going to want to run the football a lot. They're going to want to keep the ball away from Josh Allen and that offense. I think people see that. Buffalo's defense, we'll see if it's better than it was last year. Pass rush was an issue at times. They got run on. But
right,
I think
Bano, I love you, Bano, but don't give me the breakdown. I know the Bills, bro, and stuff. And if you really think the Steelers are going to run the ball and stuff, like I got some Bitcoin to sell you. Bro, they throw the ball like 55 times a game, Bano. Like, well, they're stacked at wide receiver. Like, they're going to throw the football. And, like, it's you know, I mean, like, that whole little thing. If people think, like, oh, they have Najee Harris and stuff. Najee Harris isn't O.J. Simpson, everybody. Najee Harris is going to get stuffed at the line. He's going to pick up, like, 3.2 yards of carry and stuff like that.
No, the O-line's a question for Pittsburgh.
And then the Steelers will be
holes,
trailing all the time. Not all the time, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm just – put it this way. I'm not buying in at all that the Steelers are going to be some sort of grounded pound team now. They didn't pay all these wide receivers and Ben Roethlisberger all this money just to hand the football off. They've been saying this for 10 years, bro. They never commit to that. I think the game goes over. I think Buffalo will roll them. And I hate to do it because I don't want to be that homer guy. But when I say roll them,
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
I just think they'll be able to score 7 to 10 or more points than they like. You know what I mean? Like, as during the course of the game, over the duration of the 3.5 hours, I'm thinking like 34-24 type of deal. But this is one of the reasons why it's really cool, guys, to bet futures. You know, if you have the Bills to win a division, or you have Bills win totals and stuff, you don't have to sweat out point spreads all the time. And that's why teasers and moneyline parlays were invented. More with Bano on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Grid Radio Network.
The late night anger national crash continues, as does the countdown to kickoff. The National Football League regular season is nearly here. All right, so Babano's laying the points with the Buccaneers. Buffalo Bills, Pittsburgh Steelers, final decision here at Bano, if you have one on this game.
I lean Buffalo, but I like Buffalo and teasers more than anything else. I don't have an opinion on the total. Don't have a strong one.
All right. I think the total's too light here. These aren't NFL best bets yet. We're only Wednesday night. We're kicking the tires, and I'm not going to force any picks on Babano. If a game catches his eye, he can grab it. The number of the bouncing around here, Carolina, it got up to 5. The Jets are getting 4.5 right now. Total is 4.5. The Jaguars are laying 3 to the Texans, and this total's gone up. I actually like this under, Babano, at 44.5. And I told people on the air this. I said this yesterday. I've been talking about it. I said, you know, I like the under of this Jags game and Texans game. I guess people are fading me because it's up to 45.5 right now. The Jets in Carolina, I don't love that game. Like, I'm not going to force and bet every game. But I do like the Houston Texans, Babano. And I think they could win the game outright. I'm taking them plus 150 on the money line, and I like the under. I don't think that game's going to be a track meet, man, with Tyrod Taylor, the Houston Texans offense, and Jacksonville playing their first NFL game with Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence. I don't understand the total move going up, but sign me up. I'm taking the under 45.5, and I will put my name on it right now. I'm not changing my mind or anything. I do like the Houston Texans in this game.
So Jets and Carolina, I did lay the points with Carolina, 4.5 in that game. It's 5 now. I still like it at 5. I think they could win that game by a touchdown. I mean, would they win by more than a touchdown? Not sure, but I think they can get a 7-point margin at least. I don't like what I'm seeing from the Jets in the preseason with the, you know, the defensive injuries, loss and multiple defensive injuries. Jamison Crowder at wide receiver, you know, dealing with COVID-19 protocol. I mean, they've got some, it was not a pretty training camp for the New York Jets coming into this football game. Matt Rhule, we talked about this when we talked Panthers. Year one to year two, his teams get better. And I think Sam Darnold's got something to prove. You know, this is the team that basically traded him away. He's going to have Christian McCaffrey at running back, healthy again. He'll be a great help. He'll have a better O-line. He'll have better weapons to work with than he ever did with the Jets. He'll have a better offensive mind than Joe Brady to work with than the dysfunctional coaching staff of Adam Gase. I think Carolina shows up and plays well in this game, and I'll lay the points.
All right. Ian Cameron kicking with us. I will say this, though, a couple of things. Adam Gase's play calling was good, but bad. Sam Darnold sucks, number one. All right. Adam Gase is better than Sam Darnold. Like, if you want to compare the two of them, and I'm not saying I like the Jets in this game, but I'm just telling you, in my opinion, and I think it's, you know, people will see this to be true, that Sam Darnold wasn't held back by Adam Gase or anything. The New York Jet offense was better when Joe Flacco was the quarterback with Adam Gase than it was with Sam Darnold. And secondly, I wanted to say, because I don't want people to think like, yeah, the Jets had some defensive injuries in camp, Babato, but they actually had a great camp. Like Salah is liked by everybody. Zach Wilson has looked great. He's done everything that the kid, everything. And I've been, I have the Jets under 6.5 wins on the season, but I got to give credit where credit's due. They handled the kid extremely well in the preseason, man. Like they did dink and dunk stuff. They didn't ask him to do very much. Like, I was sort of thinking, the Jets will just drop this kid on the field and he'll get killed. You're speaking of running the ball, Babano, the Jets are going to run the ball, bro. Like, the Salah is not playing.
He comes from the Kyle Shanahan tree, where we run the football, where we want a balanced offense.
Well, he's a defensive guy.
Yeah.
He's a defensive coordinator. So he's not looking to get into track meets with anybody. And they're not looking, and I'll give him credit, he's not looking to get his young quarterback killed. But with that being stated, I think Carolina should be able to win this football game still. But the Jets, actually, like I said, the Jets, there's optimism for the Jets. They've had some good drafts. They've drafted well. I think they've got a good coach. We'll find out if the quarterback is the guy or not. They put a lot of faith in this kid. But I can understand you liking Carolina. But besides the injuries, I just want to throw it out there. The Jets had a very positive camp.
They did. But Zach Wilson, one of those preseason games where he wowed everybody, was Green Bay, who didn't play a single defensive starter.
Yes.
Facing all number one defensive starters on Sunday on the road against Carolina. Let's see how he fares.
Oh, yeah. I don't disagree there. And you're right. Everything worked out for them there in a sense. Babano, they played against the Giants in the first preseason game, and the Giants didn't care, and they really didn't play anybody. And then they played their second preseason game against the Packers, who started like 4-string quarterbacks and like really rolled over, right? So Zach Wilson had 2 free passes, and then he got into the wild. They had that wild shootout with the Eagles last week, which you can't really make much of. All right, so Jacksonville and Houston, you passing on that game, or are you betting this one?
I'm not ready to take Houston, but I sure as hell am not going to take Jacksonville. Not after what I saw in the preseason. And I agree with you on the under. That's probably the bet I would make in that game, is under the total. And there's actually a couple unders I like, and I don't love unders usually betting them, but there's a few games I like under. This is one of them. You're absolutely right. I didn't see a good Jacksonville offensive line. They were awful in camp. Houston's defense, I don't want to make a big deal of it in the preseason, but they have some defensive depth. I saw, the first string defense was all right. The second and third stringers came into the game, and they were shutting down teams. There's some depth on the defensive side of the football for David Culley with that Texans group. I think that game could stay under the total. I'm with you there when it comes to that game being low scoring.
Yeah, the Texans, like I said, I'll put my money where my mouth is, but I don't think they're as bad as people think they are, right? Like, if you look back, they were in a lot of games last year, and they lost, and Deshaun Watson was running for his life and stuff, but it was just so unhealthy off the field there for the last couple of years, like resentment with the players towards the ownership group, resentment with the players towards the coaches. And then the trade started to happen, and the wheels just really started to fall off. But with that being stated, there's still some talent on the field there, and I think Tyrod Taylor can manage them to victory in this game. I like the money line even better than the points. I'd rather take plus 150 than plus three here.
And, yeah, there's a lot of issues to be worried about with Houston, but at the end of the day, Gabe, it's still a rookie quarterback and a rookie NFL head coach laying points on the road. I mean, is that really a recipe for point spread and betting success in week one? I'm not sure it is.
Well, one team, who was the team that had the number one pick in the draft this year? It wasn't Houston. So Jacksonville. Jacksonville's the worst team, right? Yeah, Deshaun Watson's not there, but Jacksonville are the worst team, and they're laying points on the road in week one. And I watched the preseason as close as anybody. And I didn't, you know, Jacksonville had problems.
Did you see an offensive line that looked any good for Jacksonville? I sure didn't.
Well, their biggest problem is going to be on defense, bro. Like, they can't tackle. They don't have any defensive backs. Like, anybody that can throw the ball is really going to be able to pick them apart. Houston are kind of anemic on offense, but they still have Brandon Cooks. And Tyrod Taylor's a smart quarterback. He doesn't go deep. Tyrod throws a nice deep ball, actually. Tyrod is strange in that Tyrod will throw a nice deep ball, but he can't throw like a swing, like screen pass. Like, he'll throw it over your head if you're 7 yards in front of him, but he'll drop it into a basket 50 yards down the field.
Like, he's a few times, I remember.
Yeah, like, he's one of those weird, like, he can't read defenses, Tyrod. He just can't. Like, it's very check down, and if you ask him to zing it in like 15 yards over the middle, you're asking for disaster. But if you ask him to just sort of roll out, throw to the open guy, and every once in a while pop one deep, he can totally do that. And he's good at it. And that's why he's a multimillionaire. He's been in the league for as long as he has now. So Arizona, here's one, Babano. I don't know. Like, this one seems like it's almost too good to be true, too, that the Titans are only 3-point favorites. And I even like the Cardinals. But tough spot for the Cards in week one, in my opinion. What do you make of that number? 3 points, total 52.5. And I've been telling people all week, Babano, but, like, about it's a high total for week one, but the Titans are 12-2 to the over in their last 14 home games with Ryan Tannehill. They're an over machine, this team.
So people were wondering, is Tennessee's defense going to be better? And I know Bud Dupree was the prized offseason addition to that defense, and I'm sure he will make them better. I'm going to need to see it before I believe it. I'm going to need to see it before I lay points with Tennessee in this game. I'm actually on the other side of in this one from a side perspective. I like Arizona a little bit. You have to keep in mind with Kyler Murray, the offense, it went downhill for him last year at the end. But still, even after that struggle toward the end of the year for Murray, when I don't think he was 100%, he still had more touchdown passes, a better completion rate, less interceptions last year, and he improved from year one to year two. I think he'll improve more. You know, Chandler Jones will be healthy. Marcus Golden to help the pass rush. They bring in Rodney Hudson to solidify the offensive line. They got weapons galore. I think they can trade points with Tennessee. And because it's, even though it's week one, it's West Coast team traveling east, I don't mind that in week one. Week one, it's not as big of a detriment for those teams. So I like Arizona in that game, plus the field goal. And by the way, you mentioned the overs with Tennessee. Ryan Tannehill, 26 regular season games for Tennessee, 21-4-1 to the over. There you go. 21-4-1 to the over. So I'm with you on the total. I think it's a high-scoring game. I think Tennessee's defense will be better in time, but I think it's going to take a couple weeks with some of the new faces.
One thing, too, and Tannehill has been great, and just for the record, too, like, people will say, well, look at Tannehill. Well, who was he with before? Adam Gase, right? Like, and you people say, oh, well, look at, like, oh, he did better when he's away from them. No, Adam Gase is the one that developed him. Right? Like, he didn't suddenly get good with Tennessee. The difference was when he went to Tennessee, he had Derrick Henry. That was the difference. So suddenly.
He just can't manage a locker room, Adam Gase. He can manage.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's a good coordinator and he's a good visionary, Babano. But it's sort of like, you know, with Tannehill. But I just want to say the Titans' defense isn't very good, guys, either. That's another thing. Yeah. So, like, the offense is good for the Titans and then the defense is kind of shaky. I mean, they're good. I mean, I almost assume they're going to give up in the mid-20s here, Babano, right? I mean, when I look at this game, I'm thinking Arizona score at least 24 points.
I think they do it, but I think and Arizona's defense is going to be better. Watt and Jones, and they brought in some pieces there, but that secondary is still suspect for Arizona, and I think that Tennessee could still make some plays through the air. And everybody's talking about A.J. Brown and Julio Jones. Not enough people are talking about Josh Reynolds. I thought that was a great addition for Tennessee at wide receiver from the Rams. I think he's going to be really good for them.
He better be, because it looks like Julio Jones is already dinged up. All right, more with the battle on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The countdown continues. Countdown to kickoff. Let's do it. We're breaking it down with Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babana. Follow him on Twitter and get all the links to his radio shows, videos, and mailing list picks and everything else in between. Babana, I want to get into some college football and CFL as well. But just to take a look at the rest of the National Football League card, Tennessee lays 3. Babana likes Arizona. I like Tennessee. We both agree on the over there. Philadelphia and Atlanta is one of those D-gen games that I know I shouldn't bet, but I'm kind of leaning with the Eagles. They're talking about teaser games. This is what I'm going to do with it. I will have the I'm telling you guys now, I'll probably end up having the Eagles at plus 10, Babana. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm telling you. Like, I like them. I think they're going to be in this. Put it this way. I don't think the Falcons are going to smoke them.
No.
But I don't trust the Eagles enough at plus 3. This game was born for a teaser, Babana.
I don't mind the Eagles in a teaser, and I sure wouldn't be laying points with Atlanta, not after that preseason. There was zero pass rush. I didn't see a good coverage of the secondary down the field. The offensive line was a disaster. And look, all those areas of Atlanta's team were not good last year either. So, you know, Arthur Smith's coming in here, and he's got a big job ahead of him. Unfortunately, Philly, man, they've got their own share of issues in a lot of those same areas. Jalen Hurts, how effective is he going to be going into this game? It's two teams. Unfortunately, I'd rather bet against both of them. But I think Philly plus 9 in a teaser. I can't see either team blowing out the other, so I don't think you could go wrong that way.
Jalen Hurts. I came incredibly close to taking Jalen Hurts as my quarterback in two fantasy leagues. I was going to do it. But the only thing is, there were just other sort of guys there. I went with Tannehill once instead of Hurts. And I went with Justin Herbert instead of Hurts. But, and I know fantasy guys is different than reality. But the thing with Jalen Hurts is, he's going to make big plays, Bebeto. Like, there are going to be big chunk plays with this kid. Like, he can, he's got a cannon for an arm. So, like, he can throw a real fastball.
No.
So, he can throw, like, is he the most accurate kid? No, but he's not inaccurate type thing. Like, if you're wide, I would rather have tall wide receivers for him. Like, they have Rieger, now they bring in Devontae Smith. If I was me, I'd sort of get some big dudes because he sort of throws the high ball a bit and stuff. So you get some big guys, it makes your quarterback a little bit more accurate suddenly. So, and we know he can run, Bebeto. Well, we know he can run.
Yes.
But what he does do is he forces plays, he does too much, and he turns the ball over. He's got that little Danny Dimes syndrome in him where, like, he'll turn around, run backwards for 8 yards, and then get sacked and fumble it. Like, he did it in college, too. Like, they'd be, like, sort of, you know, you were smart kid for 50 plays, but man, that one play you did, we just lost 23 yards, man. Like, and you fumbled. And like, he sort of has that in him. My unknown, Bebeto, is the coach. I don't know what the hell to expect from this Sirianni guy. A lot of guys, you sort of know. All right, like, I know Salah's a defensive guy. He's gonna do this. He's gonna run the ball. He's smash mouth. I know his attitude. I know what Matt Rhule does. Like, I don't know what Sirianni does. I don't know. He's a lighthearted, fun guy in his interviews and stuff. He's very different than any NFL coach. We can't judge by the preseason. So I don't know his playbook, but I think it's a close game. All right, so what about this is a fun game, this one, the Chargers and Washington. Big game's basically a pick 'em. Chargers are one-point road favorites. Any opinion on that one?
It's two teams I'd rather bet on. I like Washington coming into the year, and people are going to laugh out. You brought in Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to be 10 times better than Dwayne Haskins was at the beginning of last year. It's actually an upgrade, believe it or not. Yeah, I know he's going to chuck the football and make interceptions and make some mistakes along the way, too, but he'll make some big plays as well because that's usually what Ryan Fitzpatrick does. The defenses, I love the defensive line. Jonathan Allen leading that group. The linebacking core is good. I think the secondaries, that defense is going to be something for Ron Rivera. If they get some offense, they brought in some receivers like Curtis Samuel to help out Terry McLaurin. He's not going to be a one-man show anymore at receiver, so there's some options now to throw the football. I think Washington's good. This is a tricky first game for the Chargers, a team I like quite a bit, but I do like them quite a bit, enough to not bet against them here in this situation. So it's two teams I'd just rather bet on, so I'm not involved in that one.
You know, that game, Bebeto, is another one that's, I think it's a good teaser in the sense that you get the Chargers up to 6 or you get Washington up to 8. I could live with either side because I think this game probably comes down to who has the ball last. If the Chargers are the real deal, they win this game. Like, if people are like, everyone's
I think that too, but I gotta
you even
see
said
it.
That. You even, I remember, Benny, you were hyped for the Chargers. You think the Chargers are the real deal this year. If the Chargers are the real deal this year, they win this football game. It's pretty simple.
And that's what I'm hoping for because I've got Washington to win the NFC East, but I've also got the Chargers over their win total, the Dark Horse to win the AFC West. So I'd be happy if either of these teams win, but I think it's more important for the Chargers. Like, this is a game, this is an opponent even on the road in week one. I think their talent should win out, but it's not going to be, it's going to be a challenge. Herbert against that defense will be a fun matchup.
San Francisco lays 7.5 to Detroit. Total 45.5. The Charger total is 44.5. Seattle are now 3-point favorites. Looks like Carson Wentz is going to be the guy, which is kind of crazy to me after all this, but whatever. You know, I don't know. Frank Reich knows more than I do. You know, so everyone loves to, and I know what you mean, but it's a good example. Like, I have Wisconsin to win the division in the Big Ten, but I took Penn State plus the points the other day. Sometimes you're going to be torn, right? Like, yep. It's like, well, yes. It is what it is. It's a long season, and both things can happen. Yep. And similar situation here. I'm high on San Francisco. I actually bet them to win a division, which is ballsy because it's a tough division. I put like $250 on it or something at like plus 190. But with that being stated, this game is a little trappish to me, Bebeto. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, San Francisco are good. Jimmy G hasn't played football in a long ass time, bro. The guy didn't play last year. So, like, Jimmy G didn't play last year. He's back. San Francisco have a million returning guys that haven't played a real game. They were all held out of preseason. Now they're dropped on a field. Yeah, and we always say this, Bebeto, and it's true, like with the Houston Texans, what we're talking about. Bad football teams are bad football teams because they don't have depth. And They get worn out after a couple of injuries. They get exposed. Whatever, man. Like, if you guys look at the history of the NFL of teams that go 1-15 and 2-14 and 3-13, et cetera, in a 16-game era, now 17 games, the majority of the wins have been early in the season, bro. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, it's opening day. Everybody's fired up. You're at home. You don't even know you suck yet. You don't suck yet. The season hasn't started. Like, you believe you don't suck, and it's only one game, right? Like, it happens all the time, man. Monday Night Football, I love the Raiders. The crappier team always wins the Monday Night Football home dog opener in week one. But, I'm not telling everybody tuning in right now, bet the Detroit Lions. It's the lock of the year or anything, but I'd be careful laying the 7.5 of Bano, in my opinion.
So I did, but I like the Niners even more on teasers, but I did still lay the 7. I just think this is a tough first game for Jared Goff, for Dan Campbell and the Lions. It just is. I mean, this offense and Jared Goff, by the way,
he's played against this team like 20 times in his life.
Yes. But that could be a good thing for Kyle Shanahan, too, because he knows exactly what to expect from Jared Goff in terms of how to game plan for him at the same point in time. So
he's with a new team. Well, he doesn't have the same talent around him as he did with the Rams. But
exactly.
Well, you know, listen, the Lions are going to be another team. The question of this football game comes down to, will the Lions be able to run the football? If the Lions are able to run the football, they're going to be in this game. If they're able to extend drives. Like, that's the whole thing. If you against the Detroit Lions this year, guys, if you're a football team that can't stop the run and the play action and just sort of fundamental old school football, you're going to have a problem with them. But if you're a team that can just sort of stuff the run and take away Jared Goff play action and you get up 14-0, 20, you know, on the Lions, then the Lions are done. Right. Right? They, it's like they're going to be clawless.
DeAndre Swift's going to be their most important player to their success or their failure.
And Williams. And they signed Williams. And DeAndre always gets hurt. All right. So you're laying the points here.
Yep.
All right, we got Seattle, Indianapolis.
Over.
You like the over in that game.
Now that Wentz is going to play, I said Seattle overs for me until proven otherwise. I think they'll score. I think they'll give up a bunch. Yeah, I know Wentz hasn't played at all in preseason, and he's been banged up in camp. I get it, coming off surgery or coming off an injury. But it's a situation for me where I still think he can light up the defense because I don't trust the Seahawks pass rush. They didn't have it last year. I don't think they improved it this year. I think their secondary might actually be worse. And outside of Bobby Wagner at linebacker, I don't like that linebacking core necessarily for Seattle. I think there's points there.
And listen, I'm not calling you out for the total bet, but if I'm betting the over this game, I'm looking at it as like, wow, Carson Wentz might turn the ball over a bunch of times. That's what you got to hope for. I don't know. Maybe I'm too critical of Carson Wentz because I years ago in that Philly Dilly stuff.
That is part of the thinking because, turnovers could happen with him and set up short fields for the Seahawks.
Yeah, but I don't think he's good. So I don't think he's going to be able to move the ball. And he hasn't played at all. So, his new chemistry, everyone's injured. His wide receivers are beat up. They're going to hand the football off a million times to Taylor, and it'll be up to see if Seattle can stop it. But that's my whole deal with betting the over. That's what I'm saying. In my opinion, I'd be concerned. I don't trust Carson Wentz. And it doesn't mean I think Seattle are the best bet of the year, laying 3 on the road in week one here, because the Colts are still a decent team. But I don't have any faith in Carson Wentz at all, guys. I just don't. The Vikings lay 3 to the Bengals. I don't have confidence in either team there. I talked about the Dolphins in a teaser. Browns and Chiefs. That's a big time game, man. A real good football game there. 6.5 point spread.
Yeah, I lean Bengals and over, and especially Bengals and teaser against the Vikings. I like Miami, New England under. We talked about that. I think New England's going to be an under team this year. I like a low scoring game there. Cleveland, I'm on Cleveland plus the points. I think that's a competitive game. I love that Browns offense. I think the defense is going to be a little bit better. Look, it's not easy betting against Kansas City, but when they're laying these kind of points, they struggled last year. They were a losing ATS team. They were a money burner. And Cleveland, I think this game is huge for them to start the season on a positive note. I think they can match the Chiefs point for point in this game. I think it's down to the wire, and Cleveland's got a shot to win outright. I'm very much high on the Browns this year.
All right, Babano, before we get you out of here, we appreciate your time. Babano will rejoin us on Sunday night. You can get more picks from Babano online. Follow him on Twitter, @Babano, and find him under Ian Cameron. CFL and college, anything catch your eye? And lock anything in yet on the college card yet this week? I'm starting to get some games circled. What are you looking at, Babano, on the college grid?
There's a bunch that we're looking at. We're looking at points with Oregon, Ohio State. I think that's a high-scoring game. I like Pitt to beat Tennessee. I don't think anything to Tennessee. I thought Joe Milton looked awful against Bowling Green last week. I think Pitt can go on the road and win that game against Tennessee. I like Ball State plus more than three touchdowns against Penn State. It's the ultimate letdown kind of spot for Penn State after the big win against Wisconsin. Wisconsin was really bad in that game. It was not that Penn State was great. Wisconsin was pretty pathetic in that game. And Ball State's got Drew Plitt, a good offense, backdoor potential, even if they fall behind. I think the Ball State team, that MAC squad, getting more than three touchdowns at Penn State. This is always where James Franklin teams sometimes fall a little bit flat and fall asleep after a big game. Wouldn't surprise me to see that again on Saturday.
Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. So did you enjoy the Ticat game, Babano?
No, I did, of course. When they beat the Argos again for the seventh straight time on Labor Day, you know, I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too. That was a weird number, that one, 2.5. I was like, what the hell?
And they were betting Toronto. It got down to -1, -1.5 by kickoff.
Yeah, I didn't understand that one. I was on the Elks, too. I did well with the Labor Day. But a beautiful day. Great to have football back. CFL season's flying by. I agree, too, Babano. If I'm looking at the college football, you look at Ohio State, guys, they put up 45, and they didn't even play well at Minnesota. Right?
And they can score from anywhere on the field. They can score an 80-yard touchdown. They can drive down the field. They're a big playoff.
And the Ducks will score on them a bit, right? The Ducks will get, you know, I can see the 48-28 type thing. You know, Cam was talking earlier about the underdog in this game. Can the Ducks hang with them? And I don't think they can.
Secondary's completely rebuilt from last year. There's no way I'm taking them plus points against this Ohio State receiving core. Can't do it with that secondary.
Favorites cover more than dogs, guys, in college football. Talent wins. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. Late Night Anger Match. The class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
SportsGrid.com.
Class continues. Thanks to Ian Cameron for joining us. The countdown is on. I'm getting fired up right now. Listen, man, there's been so much anticipation for the start of the NFL season. It's cool. But once again, it's almost like, you know, we get tired of seeing Tom Brady in the Super Bowl every damn year. And now we've got to see him. So it's like the last game is Tom Brady. All right. You know, so like, think about it. You had the AFC, thinking through the playoffs, basically. You know, three games, and then in the Super Bowl, and now this game. So, in other words, like, five of the last eight football games that we've watched, Tom Brady's been in it. You know what I mean? I guess when you're that damn good, you get the privilege, man. It's sort of like, you know what I mean? Like, on the basketball court, winner stays on the court, or at the, you know, in the pool hall, and a winner plays on. Who's next? That's Tom Brady. Who's next? Who wants next? Who's next? That's Tom Brady. You know, you look at his football game tomorrow, and, you know, I always think, oh, we'll have a lot of time to get to it, but we really don't. We've got tomorrow game time decisions, tune in at 6 o'clock Eastern, and we'll be breaking it down. But I will tell you, I'm already on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on a bunch of money line parlays that I played with a bunch of soccer and baseball stuff, plus money. So I put myself in a nice position right here. I just need Tampa to win a game. I'm probably going to come in for a little more just because it's the first game of the year and because we're insane. Yeah, we're betting out of spite. I'm not going to go too crazy, but I've already got them on three moneyline parlays. I'll add it up. I'll do the math. I'll probably do like one parlay, maybe two parlays. Teasers, too, to go with the parlays. But teasers now, because I've already got the moneyline parlay. So now I'll bet Tampa down and Miami up to plus 10. I might do it with another game, but maybe not. But I do like the over of this game. I like the fact that it's come down to 51.5. And You know, I don't know, man. Like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Mike McCarthy. The guy knows a hell of a lot more about football than any of we do, right? I totally get that. And I give it to him. But the thing is, sort of like Jeff Fisher's. I was a big Jeff Fisher fan. But at the end, Jeff Fisher was like, the NFL had passed him by.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.